and Gatos, the All Arizona Daily Download, the top five local stories of the day. Number five.
Did the atmospheric river cause roofalanches?
Not at my house, thank goodness.
Not at my house either.
I don't think that was really here in Arizona, but they were calling for roofalanches in the upper, what, Sierras in California, that's for sure. We just got a bunch of rain.
Yeah, the atmospheric river, the stupidest name for...
rain.
Rain.
Yeah.
It did dump a lot of rain on the valley. Cave Creek got 1.73 inches of rain. If you go to Flagstaff, they got almost 4 inches of rain.
Wow.
But they deserve it.
But
I don't know.
Was it rain or snow? They got rain?
I don't know. They, you know, 3 inches in Oak Creek Canyon. But I just want to reiterate this thing. What people are saying about this atmospheric river is that these huge weather systems can actually carry many times the fresh water that flows through the mighty Mississippi River.
Oh, come on.
I didn't see the mighty Mississippi River dump all over the valley. So let's stop with the haboobs. Let's stop with atmospheric river. You're not going to get a roofalanche.
Well, we don't live where there's snow, that's for sure.
It's just stupid. Let's stop with snowpocalypse. Get rid of the polar vortex.
No,
you know what?
Come on.
It's just cold outside, man. That's it.
Polar vortex.
No, it's just cold.
Can stay because it actually sounds like it's kind of pleasant. You know, the polar vortex, I think of like Santa Claus and a sleigh coming down with a bunch of cold air in it. I don't mind that.
You deserved cold this last Christmas, and that's what I hope Santa gave you.
Well, no, that's what my daughter got. 9 years old, got me cold.
Oh, jeez.
Mac and Gatos, the number four local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Vape detectors at your kid's school.
It's been a growing problem.
A big growing problem in schools.
One Valley school, though, noticed the dangerous trend, and they did something about it, adding vape detectors in their bathrooms.
Okay, so how does this work?
This school is the first in the state to install this type of technology, and according to the school's principal, vaping has become a major issue.
Last year, we started to have a lot of students kind of have vape or being reported to us that they had vape, and since then, it's just multiplied. So this year, almost on a weekly basis, sometimes daily, we have a report of students vaping.
All right, so in Chandler, this middle school is going to have vaping detectors in their bathrooms. So aren't the kids just going to go and vape somewhere else?
Yeah. I mean, that's the sad part of this. You tell a kid, you know, you can't do this, they're going to do it. You tell a kid, you know, we're going to put this in there, they're going to find a way around it. But we do know that it's a problem, and these kids think, well, since it's not a real cigarette, it's not as bad for you, or it doesn't have any of the harmful effects, which is kind of sort of true, but you can also smoke pot in these things. There's a lot of addictive qualities to the amount of caffeine and concentrated stuff in this stuff, so it's got to be taken care of.
If they put the detectors in the bathroom, will they find another place to do it? What the school is saying is...
Teacher's lounge. Teacher's lounge.
Hey, Miss Brewer.
Number three.
Better flu shot this year.
Yep, thank goodness, because last year, not good.
Last year, there was a bunch of cases right here in Arizona with the flu.
So we got the mid-season estimates, and it suggests that the flu shot has reduced the risk of illness by almost 50% in vaccinated people.
Now, you got the flu shot when, in September?
I get it before all the old women.
Right, so about September, I guess.
I get it before all the geezer guys get
right.
it. I want that flu shot in my body. Put that needle right in my buttocks.
Have any of your friends gotten the flu? See, last year I knew like 3 or 4 people that genuinely got the flu. This year, I don't know of anybody. In my circles, I didn't see anybody get the flu.
I know that the crud is kind of going around.
That's true.
What they call it.
But that's not the flu.
Pretty nasty, yeah, but not the flu. So last year, I think it was pretty severe.
Yes.
And we, you know, you and I were making fun of the flu shot.
And it went through the newsroom at one point, too.
And yeah, that's true. But still, even a bad flu shot will help you. A lot of times when you get the flu shot, it'll make that cold or maybe a certain...
Or sinus infection or something.
Or something, you know, with the flu, it'll make you less sick. It'll help protect you.
Right.
So, you know, they really did screw it up last year. The CDC did not get it right. This year, it looks so much better. Why don't you get the shot?
When did you get the flu?
Don't change...
That was not the H1N1.
No.
Is that the H1N1?
I got the flu like 5 years ago.
Okay.
But that's one time in like 25 years since I've been getting the
shot. Oh, I had it once too, and I'm not getting it.
Mac and Gatos, the number two local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Scottsdale makes the list.
Yeah, the list of healthiest places to live in America.
It's number 9.
You know why?
Number 9.
I have figured this out.
No, why?
Well, when I go to Scottsdale, I see a lot of people walking around with this green crap in a cup. Have you seen this? It's like, what it is. It's like kale all cut up or any of that. I don't know. Or it's some
kind of
health.
It's like green juice or something.
Yeah, everybody's drinking something that looks like the Incredible Hulk.
Bled everywhere. Yeah, it's his blood.
Yeah. Blew his nose everywhere.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that. That's a horrible thing. I don't know why I said that. That was awful.
Scottsdale also scored well in the healthcare and green space categories. Like Indian Bend Wash Greenbelt among Scottsdale Showcases project.
Why do I care about that?
You don't. An 11-mile-long flood control system that's populated with parks, recreational paths, and golf courses. And they have softball there. That's why you should care. A bunch of people play softball there, too.
Scottsdale has been trying to recruit me for many years, because I am one of the top softball players in the state.
You would consider yourself elite?
Oh, yeah.
An elite softball player?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's no question.
Yeah. So why don't you get your green juice and go over to softball and say, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Scottsdale, number 9, healthiest place to live in America, according to
a little help there, if you know what I'm saying.
Mac and Gatos. Mac and Gatos. The number 1 show presents the number 1 local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Could Kaepernick have quarterbacked the hot shots?
Well, there's a report that the Alliance of American Football, which had its inaugural season debut last weekend.
The Sun Devil Stadium, yeah.
They did reach out. The Alliance of American Football. Now, they're not going to mention teams, but they offered Colin Kaepernick to join a team, and he said, I want $20 million.
So, get this. The hot shots are one of 8 teams.
Yeah.
Kaepernick and Tim Tebow.
Oh, Tim Tebow is still around?
We're both contacted, but Tim Tebow's playing minor league baseball for the Mets.
That's true.
Kaepernick isn't doing anything. So let's go back. It's interesting because how close did a Kaepernick or a Tim Tebow come to playing in Arizona for the Hot Shots? But you said Kaepernick wanted $20 million. Do you know what a 3-year deal for an AAF player is?
Yes.
$250.
$250 for a 3-year non-guaranteed contract. $250. $250,000. And he wanted $20 million. See, this is the problem I'm having with this. Does Colin Kaepernick really... It's like Trump. Do you really want to solve the problem and get back on the playing field? Or do you just want to say no, 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 and have people keep offering stuff to you so you can turn it down so you're still, quote-unquote, relevant?
Kaepernick is more valuable and more relevant
off the field.
If he keeps himself off the field.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
What he likes is, hey, I said I'd play for $20 million. Well, no, you're not going to play for $20 million, and you probably never play football again.
Right.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top 5 local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, the All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea. No mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.
Oh, the big news. Trump declares a national emergency to fund the wall. Any of this wall going to be built in Arizona? We're going to talk about it in a sec.
Before we start the big show, all 4 hours are just absolutely riveting. I want to remind you, Mac and Gatos podcast. And if you have to pick up your kids or you have to go back to work or if you get out of your car and you can't listen, well, shame on you. But we've got you covered with the Mac and Gatos podcast. You can subscribe on your iPhone or Android. You don't miss any of the show. It's brought to you by the Arizona Painting Company.
All right. So we've covered this kind of the last couple days. You know, it doesn't look... Well, it doesn't look. A shutdown will not be happening again. That was avoided. Congress put together a plan. They put together a deal. And it also included border security, something the president wanted. He did not get what he wanted. He got like a $1.3 billion
right.
instead of $5.
Right.
He's going to get 50 miles of wall. Whoa. But he wanted 200 miles of wall.
Yeah.
So Trump today says, okay, I'll take the deal. I'll sign it. I'll keep the government open. Give me my 50 miles of wall. Give me 1.3 $3 billion, and now I'm going to declare a national emergency, and now I've really freed up some money for my great, whoa. I'm really good at that.
At that?
Yeah, I thought
you
the
mean
wall.
The wall part?
Yeah, I can nail it right
all
there.
Right. Okay.
His battle with Congress for funding for a border wall is over, but now President Trump's next fight will likely be in court. Mm. Friday in the Rose Garden, the president predicted in a long riff what he thinks will happen now that he's declared a national emergency to shift funds to a wall.
And we will then be sued, and they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit, even though it shouldn't be there. And we will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll get another bad ruling.
You know what that,
wow.
You know what, when he does that, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
I'm singing, I'm in a store, and I'm singing, I'm in a store, and I'm singing.
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
No, it's not.
It reminds me of
Jeez.
Elf. We're going to get a bad deal. Then we're going to do this.
We're singing.
And then I don't know if I'm doing it right.
We will possibly get a bad ruling. And then we'll get another bad ruling.
Jeez.
And then we'll end up in the Supreme Court. And hopefully we'll get a fair shake. And we'll win in the Supreme Court.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm singing. I'm in a store.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's right, too.
I mean, it sounds very sing-songy, but that press conference in the Rose Garden was, again, very Trumpian. I mean, he put on a show.
He did.
I didn't believe a word of it, that's for sure, but he did put on a show for, I guess, himself and the, you know, other, I guess, Trump supporters, I guess, or the deplorables who want a wall, but I, you know, just look at it this way. You live in, you know, you live in the valley, you live in a subdivision where they have, you know, walls, you know, those slump or those block walls. You want a new wall, and the guy says, I can give you 2 feet of new wall in your backyard. That's all he's going to get on the border. 2 feet.
Are you talking about the 50 miles?
Yeah, 50 okay. miles equals 2 feet okay. in your backyard of wall. You wouldn't take that.
You're missing
you would
the
say,
whole,
give me the whole wall, man.
You're missing the whole point
no,
of,
I'm
the,
not.
Of the
no,
national
I'm not.
Emergency.
He caved, and it was his fault, and he shut down the government when he did. None of this has to happen. None of this.
You're missing the whole point.
No, I'm not.
On
no,
the
I'm
national
not.
Emergency, and
no.
I'll tell you why.
No.
He is now freed up because of the national emergency. $8 billion.
He won't get that money.
Oh, you say he won't get the money. I don't know
I
that.
Guarantee he will not get that money.
Okay. But you don't know that.
Yeah. Like you do.
No, I don't.
Right. That's what I mean.
I'm just
that's what
to
I mean. Everything with this man, you have no idea in 24 hours if any of this is going to happen or come to fruition.
But your 2 feet wall is silly. He's got...
This is silly. It's 200 miles.
Well, you haven't mentioned that yet. You've only mentioned the 50. So let me mention... $1.3 billion for 50 miles is what the government gave him. $8 billion is what he's going to find for 235 miles of a wall.
Okay.
Okay, that's something there, if he can get it.
Okay, so the guy comes back to you and says, I won't give you 2 feet, I'll give you six. It still doesn't cover your backyard. He's doing this not for the wall. He's doing this because he's petty. He's doing it to prove to Nancy Pelosi and all those other chuckleheads in Congress that, hey, you keep telling me no,
right.
and I'm going to find a way to do it, even though it's ridiculous in practicality.
You say he's doing it because he's petty.
And spiteful.
And spiteful and ego, and that's the exact reason I actually like it.
Why?
Because
he's going to spend all this money and we're not going to be safer.
Well, according to you, he's not going to get it anyway.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But he's going through all this stuff
right.
to get us nowhere.
This is why people voted for him. Now, I don't love Trump. I don't hate Trump. But you know what I like? One of the things that he does is that he will go against Congress and fight them as much as possible and even try and get something done. Now what he's done is make waves. He's not taking no for an answer. And what Republicans year after year after year have asked for is someone who would really go in there and fight.
Right.
They didn't think it was John McCain, and he didn't win. They didn't think it was Mitt Romney. He didn't win. The reason the Republicans voted for President Trump was that he was different. You know, you can use all the cool things that he said or drain the swamp or all this kind of stuff. He's going in there and really sticking it to Congress. Now, I don't like Congress. I never have. I always thought Congress was the main problem with government. Trump's only going to be there for either 2 more years or 4 more years. 2 more years
or six more years,
excuse me. But Congress, most of these people will continue to be there. I actually, listen, is there a real emergency at the border? I don't think there is. I think we have major problems there.
Right.
Okay. But I like the fact that he's basically taking Pelosi and McConnell and all these guys and saying, you know what? You guys never get anything done. I'm going to go on my own and I'm going to build it myself. I actually like that.
But it's not going to stop. I would totally agree with you if he was fighting for something that made sense, for something that actually took care of the, like when he said today, catch and release, why would anybody do that? I agree. I totally agree. Catch and release does not work. It does not work at the border, right? Change that. Change something else. Put a rocket docket down there. Put more federal judges to get rid of the backlog. Instead, what he does is he creates more problems just to stick it to somebody else. And that's the most frustrating part, that he's going to try to get all this money, waste all this time to build something that's not going to accomplish diddly squat. And are we a better country for it? Did we solve the immigration problem? The answer is going to be no.
Well, no one's ever solved the immigration problem. But at least he's trying to do something about it. You know, if you do get 235 miles of a wall, I think that does help. I'm fine with that.
He is rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic and not addressing the sinking ship.
What's the sinking ship?
Is immigration as a whole. The immigration policies that we have as a whole
just don't work. I agree, but you can't blame him. He's only been there for 2 years.
I can blame him because he's focusing on the wrong thing. He's focusing on the I can do it because I can, not what is practical, not what would work, not the Constitution or the
But he can't do it by himself.
No, I know.
No one there is going to negotiate anything with the guy.
But if he would put half the amount of time and effort into actually doing something that's constructive instead of just this, you know, bat crap crazy notion, he'd actually get something done.
Well, he is going to get something done. He might build a 235-mile wall.
That won't have a darn bit of effect on the immigration policy. What happens to all the people that are still here that have disappeared into the shadows? What happens to the minors that have been separated? What happens to the people that are waiting to get into this country?
I think you're
it doesn't address
questions.
Any of it.
I think you're asking great questions, and to expect one man to fix it all by himself is silly. So I do like that he's telling this do-nothing Congress, watch me do something. You guys don't get anything done. Watch me do something. I think if you build walls, you will slow people from coming in. You will slow people from jumping it. People are still going to get over the wall. People are still going to throw drugs over the wall and all that kind of stuff. You're still going to get all that. I totally get it, but it will stop. It won't stop people. It will slow them down. So hopefully our Border Patrol can get there by the time they're on the top of the wall, because we have technology to detect it. So I don't think this is silly. I think, you know, a national emergency. Other presidents have done that. He's going to try and get $8 billion. He said, no, you know, $1.3 billion, not good enough. I'll get $8 billion myself. At least he's doing something. No one over there is doing anything.
They're going to try to stop him.
It's going to go to court.
They're going to try to stop him.
It's going to go to court. All right. Coming up next, and the Supreme Court may push it through. Just remember that.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to tell you the bizarre story of a man who pretended to be stood up at Outback Steakhouse on Valentine's Day. And we'll tell you the strange reason why he did it next.
Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Make sure you recognize top teachers in Arizona. Nominate a great teacher. Just text the word teacher to 411-923, and we could present them with $1,000. As Mac and Gatos pay tribute to a teacher each and every month, text the word teacher to 411-923.
Hope everybody had a great Valentine's Day. But I'm not sure you had as good a Valentine's Day as this man. And we'll tell you the story. One of us hates this guy, and one of us loves this guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you got a guy who says, you know what's a great Valentine's Day date? Outback Steakhouse.
His name is supposedly Steven.
Steven.
Okay? That's all we really know about him. And he decided, I'm going to go to Outback Steakhouse.
Table for two.
And I am going to... I'm going to document my
date.
Yeah, my experience or my date at Outback.
Yeah, about that date.
If I went to Outback Steakhouse by myself tonight and asked for a table for two, then got progressively sadder as the night went on alone, do you think they'd give me my steak for free? Bonser told me it was his sister who encouraged him to actually head over to the restaurant and test his theory.
Well, I guess we got rid of live people doing in reports.
I guess.
That is a...
Well, that's scary for
all of us. Is that Siri reading that story? Or
if I went to Outback Steakhouse...
Basically, what Siri is saying is he went to Outback Steakhouse knowing his date wasn't going to show up because he didn't have a date.
He tweeted it out. If I went by myself, do you think I could actually get a free meal?
Right. Because he's playing the role of I'm getting stood up.
Correct. On Valentine's night.
Right. So imagine this. He makes a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
He cruises into Outback, right?
Yeah.
Says, table for two. My name is so-and-so. Yes, Mr. So-and-so.
Steven,
let's seat you. Okay, my date isn't here yet, but I'll wait at the table. 20 minutes goes by. Waiter comes by. You want another glass of wine? No, I'm waiting for my date. I'm fine. All right, I'll be back in a minute. Another 20 minutes goes by.
In case if you're wondering whether he's serious about this, he says, I wore a suit jacket, y'all.
Oh,
I wore a suit jacket. So he is in character.
I'm taking this seriously, y'all. I wore a suit jacket.
That's what I said. Yeah. So he is basically pulling off a major... This is
an
like
imaginary
Catch Me
date.
If You Can.
It's an imaginary
this is like
date.
Catch Me If You Can. He is pulling off a scam.
Yeah.
Okay? He is all in trying to pull this scam
Let me give you an example. He even ordered his imaginary date her wine of choice.
Wait a minute. She doesn't exist. What do you mean? Her
He's
wine
playing
of
the
choice.
Part.
Oh.
Well, I remember she said she loves Chardonnay. So why don't we start with a glass of that? He's ordering a fake girl a drink.
He then finished a loaf of bread and faked a voicemail to his missing date as the waiter approached. Oh, so the waiter comes up and he's like, oh, okay, are you still?
He's got his phone out.
Yeah, he's faking a voicemail.
Yeah.
I just want to know where you are. I'm already here on our wonderful date. I can't wait to see you. Okay, bye. No, she's not here yet.
Siri?
He quickly polished off his first round of complimentary bread and then ate another.
All right, so he's stuffing himself with bread.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, why wouldn't you? You're waiting for no one.
Right.
You're trying to see if I wait long enough, am I going to get that steak and lobster combo? Starting at $15.99, by the way.
That's a good deal.
That's a really good deal.
All right, you're in the restaurant.
I'm in the restaurant.
Do you notice?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because what he is counting on
is people
other
watch.
People to, well, you're, he's counting on other people noticing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He says, people started to take notice. The waiter just talked to the bartender. I'm sitting in a booth at the bar, and every single person within eye range has glanced over at me at some point during the evening.
Oh, this poor weirdo guy.
He even gave his fake date a name and a backstory, calling her Catherine with a K, filling his growing fan base in on their love story that never existed.
Did you hear that they met at the grocery store? Yeah, that's apparently how they met.
Hands grazing as they went for the same bag of shredded cheese.
All right, so obviously...
This guy's a smooth operator, man.
She doesn't show up because she doesn't exist. Does he get the free meal? Does he make the waiter and the bartender and the people around him feel so sorry for this sap that they gave him a free meal? He sure did.
They
he
sure
got the
did.
Free meal.
He got the free meal, and he even got the he offered her something like that, and they said no, don't worry about it.
Catherine couldn't make it. We feel so bad. That was great.
Oh, geez.
I think this guy's awesome.
By the end of the night, he reported that his mission was successful. That's it. A couple at the bar paid for his meal.
You know, if they didn't pay for it, Outback was probably going to pay for
it. Yeah, and ultimately he donated $50 to the American Civil Liberties Union.
I don't know why.
ACLU.
I don't know.
And as a thank you, got his leftovers to go.
Did he leave the waiter a tip?
That is a great...
No.
Well, probably not, because he
probably
should
have.
Bill.
He probably
no,
not.
But, yeah, but he should have still tipped him on what it would have been.
Throw down a 20, yeah.
But the other couple paid for his meal, so I don't think he tipped.
All right.
This guy's the worst human being. I mean, this guy is worse than raw sewage. He is a... this guy just suckered everybody in that restaurant and Outback. If I'm Outback, I ban him.
You ban him?
I ban him.
You ban him. I think he's awesome.
I know you would.
I love this story. I know that it's wrong.
It's wrong.
I know it's wrong. But it's entertaining.
Would you have paid for this guy's meal?
I may have.
No.
Probably not. But, I mean, when you're sitting in a restaurant, I'd rather pay for, like, a veteran's meal or a police officer's meal or something like that.
Of course, because they're not, real people.
Right. Not some guy who's, you know.
Making up a story.
But you don't know that. So you're.
You know a guy who's a vet or a cop, though, because they're usually in uniform.
Well, I'm just saying that's a better way to spend your money. But if you see a guy sitting on Valentine's Day of all days and he's looking around, he's like, yeah, I don't know where Catherine is. I mean.
How did you guys meet? Oh, in the grocery store.
But it's a pretty good scam. I kind of like it. I dig it. I think it's a cool story. Is he the best guy in the world? Probably not. But
no.
What are we talking about? $40? Come on.
That's not the point.
And a complete lack of trust now for anybody else in the whole
Correct.
World anytime.
Correct. See, I disagree. I think he has shown the world that there are good people out there.
No.
Yes.
No.
The people that
he took advantage of those good people. He's a liar.
The people that paid for his meal, great people. Now he's proven that, so I think it's pretty good.
If you had paid for his meal and you found out this, wouldn't you be mad?
No.
Yes, you would.
I would pay for him to eat a crap sandwich is what I would pay for him.
I would be so mad that I'd been had.
Absolutely.
My emotions had been twisted and thrown out like the garbage.
And you got suckered into paying money
yes,
for it.
Yes, and I'm out $40.
But I would have left knowing that I did the right thing that was nice.
Which was what?
Oh, the guy got screwed over on Valentine's Day and I paid for him.
But he didn't.
But he, he didn't, you know, Captain Obvious. He didn't.
He
you
quickly
got screwed.
Polished off his first round of complimentary bread and then ate another.
All right. So a guy makes up a whole story. He pretended to get stood up at Outback on Valentine's Day so strangers would pay his bill, and someone actually did pay his bill. I love this story. It proves they're good people out
All right. Coming up next.
Did you want to say shut up, Gatos?
Yeah.
Go ahead and say it.
This.
It'll make you feel better.
This
Go
is
ahead
a
and
good
say
story.
It. Go ahead and say it.
Shut up, Gatos.
Okay.
This is a good story. This is a good person.
Okay.
He strangled a mountain lion.
Yeah.
And lived to tell about it.
How did a man kill a mountain lion with his bare hands?
I'd pay for his meal.
Did he make a steak out of the lion?
Oh.
Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos. KTAR News. 92.3 FM.
All right, coming up after 3 o'clock, will Trump's wall stop drugs from pouring into Arizona? Now that Trump has got the money, quote-unquote, to build that wall, will it protect Arizona from drugs and crime? We'll talk to somebody that may know a little bit about that, John Cohen.
John Cohen used to work for the Department of Homeland Security. He hates this move. Don't like this move at all.
Yeah.
Well, pick his brain about it. I like this move, but he don't like it.
All right, weeks after surviving a mountain lion attack, surviving a mountain lion attack. The man who killed the lion with his bare hands was finally ready to talk about it. The pictures of him, it was gruesome. I mean, he got mauled and is lucky to be alive, but he's talking.
He's 31 years old. His name is Travis Kaufman, and he's on a hike. Mountain lion, right? Comes at him, and he basically strangled the thing to death. In a fight.
Yeah.
Then he walked 3 miles back to his car, and he didn't call 911. He decided, well, I'll drive myself to the hospital.
Right.
This guy, he is tough. So
you know his Facebook is full of ladies going, can we meet? Can I date you?
I hear you're a tough guy.
I hear you. Well.
Well, I mean, he killed a mountain lion.
I know.
All right, here he is, Travis Kaufman.
I stopped and threw my hands up in the air.
And I waved them like they just don't care.
Yeah, and I screamed like a little girl.
And I started shouting. And
why would you shout at a lion? Hey, get away, chew.
I could be wrong, but like what you want to do is make yourself look bigger.
Oh, that's what I want to do with
a lion. And be loud to intimidate the mountain lion?
I thought you'd do that for coyotes, not mountain lions.
Maybe.
And unfortunately, the shouts didn't deter it.
Okay.
So it just kind of kept running and lunged at me.
All right. It's go time. What happened?
It was going toward my face, so I threw up my hands.
Just like I don't care.
To kind of block my face, at which point it grabbed onto my hand and wrist.
Oh, my gosh.
It started to claw at my face and neck, and that's when kind of my fear response turned into more of a fight response because I realized how close it was getting to my eyes, and it got a claw in my lip.
Question. Mm. Would you rather encounter and fight a bear or a mountain lion?
Oh, a mountain lion.
I'd definitely take the mountain lion.
A bear? Well, are you talking about black bear or grizzly? Grizzly, you have no shot.
No chance whatsoever.
No chance. They're like 10 feet tall.
How about a black bear?
Black bear, maybe, because they're smaller, but still, they're a bear. I'd rather take on a mountain lion. But I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't fight a cougar. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you don't yell at them.
That was lame-o.
You purr.
Hey, can I just throw this out there?
Sure.
Please
okay.
do.
You were attacked by what, a feral cat?
This happened in Arizona, the same thing. Does anybody
when?
Not remember this? It was like 10 to 12 years ago. It was a guy out in, I want to think, New River or out near Castle Hot Springs or somewhere. I remember the story plain as day. A mountain lion was under his car. And he was in his driveway, and the thing came out, and he also strangled it right there in his driveway.
Pablo! Look that up, Pablo.
It was a huge story. I remember talking to the guy.
You talked to him?
Yes, I talked to him. And everybody's going on, oh, this is never. Yes, this happened right here. I'm sure somebody listening
yeah.
is
a guy
bound
10 or 12 years
it.
Ago.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But did he finish the hike after
three
killing
miles.
The mountain lion? And then drive himself to the hospital.
Right.
I think not.
Well,
at one point, I just remember feeling jolts in my nerves and my fingers.
Uh-oh.
Just because one of the cat's tooth was inside the kind of meat of my palm.
Oh.
And I just felt it kind of hitting that nerve over and over again.
That can't feel good.
No.
But then he
no.
killed it. Listen to this.
I stepped on it, on its neck. With.
Oh, there you go. This
yeah.
guy. Travis
he wound up
Kaufman.
Suffocating it with his weight. Yeah.
I thought he put it in a WWE sleeper hold.
No.
He stepped on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's not as good a story, though. You choke
geez.
It out or you step on it. I think you choke it out. It's a better story.
Pablo, look that up.
Coming up next, will Trump's wall stop drugs from pouring into Arizona? One man says absolutely not. He used to work for DHS. He's going to join us next.